This was the 115th year of the National Bird Count and the 7th year the Haines area has participated. Organizer Pam Randles of Tokchinook Watershed Council says she had the highest number yet of volunteers flocking to help during the one-day event. 44 volunteers spent December 27th recording sightings of nearly 5,000 birds and 50 different species. Randall says there were a large number of commonly seen birds counted, like redpolls, siskins, crossbills, and juncos. She attributes that to a plethora of food those species like.
There was a huge pollen year for the spruce trees this year, and then a huge bunch of cones. So the little guys that eat those cones were here in huge numbers. Now, they're always here, but the numbers this year were relatively phenomenal.
With large numbers of those birds, Randall says there was also a high number of raptors counted this year. Raptors feed on the little birds that were sticking around to enjoy the cones. Randall says there were several species spotted that shouldn't be here this time of year. This is the first year an anise hummingbird has stayed near Haines this late into the winter. Rufous hummingbirds are not uncommon to the area, but according to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, this is the farthest north the anise variety has been spotted after December.
And so I finally called Audubon and said, "What? Why do we have, you know, hummingbirds in the middle of the winter?" And apparently their range is expanding. The anise range is expanding. And they migrate not by food availability, but by daylight and other factors.
Randall says during the count there were other odd sightings like an Arctic tern. But to make that official, avian experts want to see photo proof. Randall says the anise hummingbird is the only one that's been captured on film locally. Randall says this year's count also illustrates some trends are continuing, like the expanding range of the Eurasian collared dove. She says the species normally has a range south of the Chilkat Valley, but was first spotted in Haines 6 years ago. Last year, a pair of doves wintered in Haines near Young Road. This was the first year they were officially recorded in the bird count. Randall says the continued presence of the doves support the idea that the birds' range is expanding north with climate change.
They've been moving north and west for the last 100 years. Now, their home territory is very much like the weather that we have normally, not this winter, but the normal weather that we have. And so for them to be starting to move in is not surprising, but they are an exotic species, and technically they're invasive. But they will do well here, and they got as far as Delta this year.
Randall says the bird count in the Chilkat Valley is a piece of a larger puzzle, that the range for many species is steadily moving north with warmer temperatures.
Things are changing. Definitely things are changing.
While the bird count is only one day, Randall's keeps track of wildlife and bird sightings throughout the year on the Tokchinook Watershed Council website. She has more information and photos of the anise hummingbird on the Tokchinook site, and she recently took in an injured kingfisher that a fisherman found at the boat harbor. You can see pictures of some of the birds spotted on khns.org with this story. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.